As we welcome you into week four of the college football season for the Monmouth University Hawks, a very good evening on the final Saturday called summer, fall marking the calendar tomorrow, and MU hoping to go out in the summer fashion with a win here this evening. The third night game on the schedule, and tonight we are up in Worcester, Massachusetts at the College of Holy Cross, taking on the Crusaders of Holy Cross. Matt Harmon along tonight with Gary Kowal, Eddie Acapinti with the night off, and the Hawks coming into this one at 0-3, Holy Cross at 1-2. They are members of the Patriot League. Monmouth, of course, playing this season as an independent, and the Hawks looking for that very elusive first win to open up the season. MU has had a very tough schedule up and down the calendar so far this year, at Montana State, at Liberty, home last week to Lehigh, and as I say, a good evening as night starting to fall here in Massachusetts to my broadcast partner today, Gary Kowal. Gary, that was a tough one certainly last week for Monmouth to swallow. They had that game within their grasp, wind up losing by 3 points and falling to 0-3. Again, still looking to get themselves on track, though it did start last week a little bit against the Mountain Hawks.
Yeah, Matt, and happy to be here with you tonight. Definitely a lot of positives you can take out of the game against Lehigh last week, and of course you go back to that blocked punt play and you can replay it over and over and over again. But the end result is the Hawks had the ball a couple more times after that and couldn't get it across, couldn't get into field goal range. There is a lot of positives you can take out of it, though. Two backs go over 100 yards, Julian Hayes and KB Asante, both break the 100-yard mark last week. Neil Sterling with the big game, and the offense seemed to kind of click a little bit, especially at some key times last week.
For Holy Cross, the Crusaders coming in off of their first win of the year, 52-21 over Central Connecticut State, and they certainly did it in fairly impressive fashion, and impressive in one big regard. They ran for 419 yards and ran the football for really an astounding, when you think about how football has evolved, especially at the collegiate level, 72 times. So this will certainly be a game to keep our eye on the ground. We'll take a quick time out here for the national anthem. We'll make it a 60-second break. We're back with more of the pregame show right after this. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network. For just the third time in 118 years of football here in Worcester, Massachusetts, the lights have been turned on from Fitton Field, a spot that seats over 23,000. Might not have that many on hand here tonight, but a big game nonetheless for both teams as the Hawks of Monmouth will invade the home crowd and the home field of the Crusaders of Holy Cross, get set to take on the College of Holy Cross, week four of our college football season here on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting tonight on 1160, 1310, WOBM AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal here on the call this evening, and looking forward to a picture-perfect night in terms of weather. Game time temperature in the high 60s, slight breeze out of the south, about 5 to 10 miles per hour, the sun starting to set, and Gary, this is something special here for the folks at Holy Cross because they have only had lights brought in for just one game per season over the course of the last couple of years after being all daytime football in their 118-year history. So when they bring it in, they usually try and do something special. Tonight they will induct three more players into their ring of honor. So despite being 1-2, obviously Holy Cross trying to make a mark and even their record at 2-2 and put on a good show for the home fans.
Yeah, and as you said, only third time here at Fitton Field that they have had a night game, and the first two have actually come in the last two seasons. They've done it just before Labor Day weekend for their first home game usually of the year the last 2 years. This is the first time they're doing it on a Saturday night, so potentially expecting some more attendance out of that, and we expect a pretty big crowd here as the fans still filing in. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a cool scene here as you kind of overlook everything across the field, and the light fixtures have been brought in, and a night game for the third time.
Big bank of lights on one side of the field as we look at it, and a big bank of lights behind us here in the press box area at Fitton Field. We're about 12 minutes away from kickoff and getting sent for week four of the collegiate football season for Monmouth. They continue what has been a pretty tough September to start things off. We mentioned their schedule so far. It will wind up with a game tonight at Holy Cross. September will conclude with a day game next Saturday at Columbia up in the area of the Bronx. So Monmouth trying to turn things around pretty close a week ago, 28-25, a loss to Lehigh. And Gary, let's think about that game a little bit. You started to go through some of the particulars of it. Both backs, KB Asante, Julian Hayes, over 100 yards. Neil Sterling set a program record with 13 catches. He went over 100 yards, had a touchdown. But I want to focus a little bit on what we hope is the emergence of a quarterback in Brandon Hill that, you know, had a pretty good game last week, missed a couple of balls early on in the game, had one key interception, but overall in his first three starts of the season, that was clearly his best effort.
No doubt his best showing last week against Lehigh. He went for over 300 yards, went 29 of 41 against the Mountain Hawks, and of course you said the touchdown to Neil Sterling, and he seemed to have a little bit more zip on the ball. A couple of ones got away from him, like you said, and that's going to happen, but Brandon really looked comfortable in the pocket last week. He found a couple of guys, and he was able to spread to a couple different receivers, which I think was important as well. 13 catches for Neil Sterling, but he also found a couple other guys. Elijah Phillips had a couple of catches, Lamar Davenport, Eric Sumlin, and Thaddeus Richards. He spread the ball around a little bit.
Strangely enough, or oddly enough, maybe we should say, this is a spot that Brandon Hill has actually played before. He was a starting quarterback for the University of Massachusetts who played here at Holy Cross a couple of years ago. Didn't have a whole lot of success when he played in that game. Obviously looking for just the opposite here tonight, but he is familiar with the setting and playing Holy Cross as a former member of the UMass football program. Defensively for Monmouth, they were a bit banged up last week, especially on the defensive line, already playing without Demetrius Smith. Eric Masick did not play last week as well. Is expected to work himself back into the lineup tonight, and he will be a very welcome addition into that front four.
It's an extremely welcome addition to bring Eric Masick back, as he's going to play tonight, and any bodies you can get back on that defensive line are always a positive, especially when you go up against the Holy Cross team that, as you mentioned, they ran the ball 72 times last week. You want that defensive line to be healthy, and you want to have a lot of depth there.
We started to see maybe the emergence of some of the younger players for Monmouth get some more time a week ago in what is a continuing trend. Saw Kevin Butler, the freshman safety, get a lot of snaps. Javon Moore, the freshman corner, get a lot of snaps as well. And also saw Peyton Minnick, the freshman outside linebacker, Gary, continue to maybe impress and open some eyes. So as those younger players become a bit more comfortable and on a defense which has struggled at times with some of the older players, we may see now a trend starting to continue to emerge for Monmouth, where if you're an older player and you're not getting the job done, now there's some guys underneath you that are pushing for some playing time.
Yeah, and I don't think the coaching staff is hesitant at all, especially the guys you just mentioned defensively, to get them in there. And you said it last week, and in the first 3 weeks, Peyton Minnick's probably had the biggest impact of those three freshmen. But last week, all three of them got on the field for significant minutes. You saw Javon Moore at cornerback on some key drives last week, and it's a good point. The seniors and the older guys on this team can't take anything for granted, because these freshmen are going to come in and take their spots if they do.
Go back to offense for just a second. One key guy that was missing in what was a pretty solid performance offensively for MU with the rushing attack and with the quarterback play better and the career day for Neil Sterling was maybe the subtraction of one of maybe the key targets and the key parts of the game. Mike McLafferty, the fifth-year senior tight end, did not play a week ago, bothered by a bad ankle. We did see number 8 starting to warm up. I would imagine still maybe like a game-time decision. Didn't look great in warm-ups, but as he came out, back out, I should say, with the pads on, started to run through some reps, he would be a very welcome addition back into this Monmouth offense.
He sure would, and before he got hurt out at Liberty 2 weeks ago, he was having a real good game. The play he actually got hurt on was a nice ball down the right side from Brandon Hill that Mike went up and got and ended up injuring his ankle on the play, but he caught a touchdown against Liberty. He's a big target physically. He's a big kid for Brandon Hill to throw at. He would be a welcome addition back into this lineup tonight.
So as we look at our injury report presented by Barnabas Health, those are the two key ones. One on either side of the ball, Eric Masick expected to get some reps and work himself back into the lineup here tonight. Might not start, but is expected to see time. Mike McLafferty did warm up before the game, and more of a game time decision, though from what we saw, he would at least give it a go. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk about this Crusader team a little bit more. Holy Cross trying to even their record at 2-2, all after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network. And our pregame show tonight is presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal, the broadcast crew tonight for Monmouth University Football. Our good buddy Ray Malaspina in the studios of the Shore Sports Network tonight on 1160, 1310 AM, and streaming worldwide at shoresportsnetwork.com. take a peek a little bit more in-depth of this Holy Cross team, members of the Patriot League, where they are picked to finish third in the preseason poll. They have not yet started their Patriot League schedule. They'll do that on the 12th of October. Losses to open up the year at Bryant and home here for Towson, and then a win last week against NEC Foe Central Connecticut State, 52-21, in which they ran up and down the field. Again, we mentioned the numbers. Crazy overall numbers, over 400 yards on the ground, 72 times they rushed the football. Gary, the big guy last week was Reggie Woods, who kind of took over the spot after an injury to number 31, Gabe Guild, who was the starter, just a freshman. But Woods, 24 carries for 153 yards. Not bad for the senior from down in Maryland.
Yeah, and we said it, they ran the ball a lot last week. I don't believe they'll have Gabe Guild tonight. So you might see a lot of Reggie Woods. But that's kind of, you look at the 72 rushes last week, a little bit unorthodox from the Crusaders. You look at their last couple games, they actually passed the ball more than they ran it against Towson and Bryant. But last week, for whatever reason, probably because it was working early in the game, that changed. Then they ran the ball a whole lot. We'll see if that trend keeps up tonight or if they try to go back to a little bit more balance.
They've been a little bit back and forth on their quarterback spot because of an injury to the guy who started the season, number 11, Stephen Elder. He has given way to number 4, Ryan Lachlan, who is expected to start tonight. I believe Elder is on the mend and at least able to play again this evening. So we might see both quarterbacks tonight. And again, with the running game clicking so well last week, you would think that Tom Gilmore, the 10th-year head coach here for the Crusaders, that would be the plan. Let's try and at least come out and run the football again, see if we can pick up right where we left off a week ago.
Yeah, and there would be no reason for him not to. As you noted a couple of minutes ago, they ran the ball for over 400 yards last week on the ground, which, you know, if they could do that again tonight, it would be a good path for them on the offensive track. But yeah, there would be no reason for them not to go back to the running game. You said that Stephen Elder is healthy. They may go two quarterbacks here tonight. They do have a big wide receiving target in Mike Fess, but they might try to get the ball to a little bit more tonight. But we'll see what they do. I'm kind of interested to see what they do under center tonight.
Fess, a New Jersey native from Caldwell, New Jersey. He is fifth all-time at Holy Cross in career reception so far this year, 15 catches for 192 yards. He has had some all-league honors in the Patriot League in his career here. He is a pretty good one, senior, 6 foot, 187 pounds. And if the first couple weeks of the season, Gary, any indication, that Monmouth secondary really has to make sure they shut down the number one target for this Holy Cross offense. It's been a bit of a cat and mouse game over the course of the first couple of weeks, with Monmouth really playing the role of the mouse. And as we saw last week, Lehigh was able to exploit some of the experienced or the younger players with Lee Kerfus, the big wide receiver for Lehigh. So I think that back four extremely important tonight, and make Holy Cross run the football, where at least maybe you can bring an extra safety up and try and slow that Crusader running game down.
Yeah, and the secondary is going to be important, shutting down Mike Fess. But don't forget about, their starting tight end, Lucas Nicolaisen. He's a freshman. I actually don't know if he started last week, but he's a big target for them as well. And Coach Gilmore had a lot of praise for him this week. They really like the freshman tight end. So if you let Mike Fess, if you throw some doubles on Mike Fess, you got to watch out for the freshman tight end.
Defensively for Holy Cross, they will operate out of a 3-4 package. They had obviously problems against Towson, who was the number 5 team in the country when they did play, gave up 49 points. Didn't really have much of a problem. The problem really for Holy Cross in that loss to Bryant was on the offensive side of the ball. They gave up 17 points to 21 a week ago, probably led overall by a fifth-year player, Roman Sandoval, who will get a big chunk of the play at the inside linebacker spot, one of the two inside linebacker spots. So I think, again, if you're looking at it from a Monmouth perspective, who can you challenge on that Holy Cross defense? Well, I think really the target would be is, can you get Neil Sterling back involved pretty early on and mix in the run? You had two guys go over 100 yards. So Monmouth offensively quite balanced last week. Need to get right back at it again this evening.
Yeah, and the balance is key. But you said feed Neil Sterling a little bit. Holy Cross doesn't have any defensive backs that can match up size-wise with Neil Sterling. And if you feed him the ball early like you did last week, it was interesting. The game plan seemed to be last week, get Neil a couple balls on the outside early, let him catch, try to break a couple of tackles, kind of get him in the rhythm of the game. And they were able to do that early, and Neil ended up with 13 catches. Might not be a bad plan again tonight.
Captains out at midfield right now. Our coin toss is presented by Coke Zero. The Hawks get a taste of forward progress, and so can you with Coca-Cola Zero, the only drink to combine real Coke taste and zero calories. So grab one now and taste forward progress with Coca-Cola Zero. Enjoy everything. Holy Cross will be in their home purple jerseys today. Very simple and classic type uniforms. Purple jerseys, white numerals, the purple helmets with the number on either side in white with the white pants. Monmouth with a new color combination tonight. They'll go dark midnight blue pants, the white jerseys, midnight blue numerals, and the dark blue helmets with a white MU insignia on either side.
Hawks will take the football to begin the game. They won the toss, and they will take the football. They will move right to left as we begin things.
Again, great night for football. This is the final full day of summer. The calendar will officially roll in to the fall season, though you'd think 4 weeks into the football season, it has been fall. Felt more like fall a week ago in New Jersey than it does here tonight in Massachusetts. About 68 degrees at kickoff. The sun starting to set, partly cloudy skies. Light wind out of the south, and the bank of lights turned on here at Fitton Field. So the Crusaders will kick off. The ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line. John McCumber will tee it off here and get things started here for this contest. Going back deep for MU, number 6, Tevrin Brandon, and number 37, LaVon Cheney. Hawks will move right to left on your radio dial. We'll see if the good play of Brandon Hill can continue from a week ago, as Hill had his best game of the season last week, going for over 300 yards in the loss to Lehigh. His numbers looking like this: 29 of 41, one touchdown, one interception, and again, 316 overall. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Saturday night final night contest of the year for MU, and we are up and running. High end-over-end kick for McCumber, and Brandon will let it bounce over the top of his head and out of the back part of the end zone. So Tevrin Brandon sees that one sky over, and a lost art has been the kickoff so far this year. Haven't seen a whole lot come out for either team. MU will start with it first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line. The quarterback, as we mentioned, Brandon Hill. The expected starting running back will be Julian Hayes. Had 100 yards rushing the ball a week ago. Monmouth will start tonight with a 3-wide receiver package. Neil Sterling will split out wide to the right. Coming near sideline to the left, Eric Sumlin and Lamar Davenport. Also into the game, Justin Pandorf will begin as the H-back. No tight end to start this set. Hill looks over the defense, sends Pandorf in motion from left to right. The give will be to Hayes, trying to stretch it out to the right side. He is taken down at the 26-yard line and driven back after a gain of one. Up front for Monmouth, the very experienced offensive line, Josh Patterson and Brandon Maxwell, two fifth-year senior tackles. The man in the middle is Mike Hunchek. He is also a fifth-year senior. Reese Johnston and Peter Ireland, the two guards. Hill getting right back to the line here on second and 9. Two receivers this time will come to the left side of the formation. Sterling is one. Davenport is the other. Zach Fable has checked into the game. He will go tight end this time to the right side of the set. Jake Morrow coming into the game. He will work the H-back spot this time. Hayes stays in as the single setback. On second and 9, Hayes will get it up the middle. Again, stacked up pretty quick. A yard pickup out to the 27-yard line. Make it third down and 8. Gary Aqua is the defensive tackle in this 3-4 step. Matthew Boyd and Darrell Howell, the outside defensive ends. Mike Tucker and Kyle Young, the outside linebackers. Roman Sandoval, one inside linebacker. Tyler Zioli, the other inside backer. Ben Cafaro and Irvin Scott, the two corners. Matt Baia and Sam Jones are the two safeties. On third and 8. A little bit more than a minute in. Hill wanting to throw here. Looking over to Zach Fable. Back shoulder throw. And Fable unable to haul it in. So Monmouth with a 3-and-out will have to punt it away on a quick opening drive.
On those first two running plays to Julian Hayes, it looked like Holy Cross brought an extra man into the box twice in a row. They dropped another man back, of course, on third and 8. But keep an eye out for that, because they did bring another guy in late.
Eric Spillane will come on to punt for the first time tonight. Spillane doubling his chores from seasons past as the place kicker. Khalif Raymond, number 7, awaits at his own 30-yard line. Low snap. Spillane will get off a wobbly short punt that bounces at the 41-yard line, and it is down there by Pandora. So we will get our first look at the Holy Cross offense and the Monmouth defense. 13:25 to go in the first quarter. No score. Let's see, as the Crusaders come on, it will be Ryan Lachlan the 6'2", 198-pound junior to start here at quarterback. Reggie Woods will be the tailback off 100-plus yard performance a week ago. Four wide receivers set here for the Crusaders, who start with the ball in the middle part of the field and their own 40-yard line. Lachlan wanting to throw, looking right, throwing right. This one down in the turf and is incomplete. Intended target was Nate Stanley, who starts at wide receiver with Khalif Raymond and Mike Fess. The starting tight end tonight will be Mike O'Dwyer, who checks into the game right now. The two tackles, Blake Beresford and Kyle Petretti, and Ryan Schneebner and Casey Bessemer, the two guards. Jay Knighton is the center. Here's the quick pitch to the outside, and a good solid run for Holy Cross there for Fess, who took it on the end around, getting closer to a first down, marked down at the 45-yard line, where it'll be third down and five.
Important for MU to get off the field on third down. They like to run that option. They like to run things to the perimeter. That's how they had a lot of success against Holy Cross last week.
Raymond, Fess, and Stanley all will go this time as a trips formation off to the right side of the set. Tyler Artem will be the single man up top to the left. Third and five now. It'll be Lachlan looking to throw. Here comes some pressure. Now going to be flush in the pocket. Rolls off to his right. Keeps his feet at the 45-yard line and then get dropped there at the line of scrimmage by Dave Demersion, who will make the tackle and set up a fourth down and five. Didn't have a chance to run through the starters from Monmouth on the defensive front. We'll do that when MU takes the field back on the defensive side of the ball, but a good start nonetheless. That good open field tackle by Demersion. Elijah Phillips will go back deep and await the punt here. Stands at his own 11-yard line. John McCumber, who doubles as the punter in addition to the place kicker, skies a high spiraling kick. Good one, but it will bounce at the goal line, trying to be held out for a touchback, but unable. One of the Holy Cross players broke the plane of the goal line and touched it while he was in the end zone. So that will come out for a touchback to the 20-yard line. Second set of downs coming up for MU.
Important here, Matt, I think, for the Hawks to come out and get some positive yards. They've yet to do that tonight on their first possession. They went three and out. Maybe just run something, quick to the outside for Neal or for Lamar Davenport.
Coaching matchup tonight, Tom Gilmore in his 10th year here at Colgate, 54-49 coming in. Kevin Callahan in his 21st year for Monmouth, 114-94, 15th among active FCS coaches. Hill will have four wide receivers to work with here on first down and 10. Looking for Lamar Davenport, nice back shoulder throw, and Davenport will haul it in at the 30, get to the 31-yard line where he is tackled and brought down, but an 11-yard pickup and the chains moving here for the first down for MU.
Nice adjustment there by Lamar as well. Davenport came back. Andrew Zitnik was all over him, and Lamar came back on the back shoulder to make the play.
Andrew Zitnik has checked in at an outside corner spot. Again, Monmouth with a lot of room to work with here. Two receivers off to the left side of the formation. Hayes will get it, and he will run over the first tackle at the 35-yard line, take it to the 40-yard line for a gain of 9 to bring up a second down and 1. Big advantage for the Monmouth offense. If you can pick up anything more than 5 on first down, you open up the playbook so much more. Fable and Morrow will go as a tight end wing combination off to the left side of the formation. Davenport slot to the right. Sterling up top to the right. Maybe a chance down the field, but it'll be Sterling on the ground. Going to have the first down and more. Just lowering the shoulder and taking it to the 46-yard line for a gain of 6 and another first down here for MU at the 11-13 mark of quarter number one. There's no score between Monmouth and Holy Cross.
Like what I'm seeing, the running style of Julian Hayes early, putting his head down and just going into the line, seeing what he can get, but hard running from Julian early on.
Davenport near sideline this time to the left. Thaddeus Richards has checked in. He is in the slot to the right. Sterling, the wide man, to the right. Tight end back to the left is Fable. Hill wanting to throw here. Has some pressure. Gets it into the flat for Hayes, who will make the catch and get just over the line of scrimmage for a gain of about 1. Pete Anastasio, number 45, on the tackle.
Gain of 1 yard on the play. Second and 9.
Second and 9 coming up now for the Hawks. Sterling and Davenport will split the field. Monmouth getting quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. Morrow and Hayes in an eye set off to the left of Hill. Now Hill will check over to the sideline. Look at two of the quarterbacks signaling plays in. Tonight it's Greg DePue and Terrence Scanlon handling those chores. Hayes will get it. Trying to run stretch outside zone to the left side. Will take it into Holy Cross territory just over the 50-yard line. Tackle that time made by number 15. That is Matt Baya, the strong safety coming up. MU back to the line again. This time, Hill will empty out the backfield. Sterling will go as a slot man this time in a trips formation to the right. Richards and Sumlin over that direction as well. Davenport to the left. Hill with a quarterback draw. It was a busted play. It looked like they were trying to set up bubble screen off to the right side on third down and long, but instead it'll be now fourth and six. And Monmouth, what look to be a promising drive, stalling here at their own 49-yard line, and Spillane will have to punt it away.
Tough break there for MU. I agree. It did look like a little bit of a broken play there. I don't think it was a designed quarterback draw on third and five.
Spillane on to punt for the second consecutive series for Monmouth. Raymond again back deep, standing now at his own 18-yard line. Spillane trying to hang one in the air. Raymond will let it bounce. It will roll inside the 12-yard line and be downed at the 11 by Pandorf. So in a game of field position, at least Monmouth winning that battle right now. Holy Cross pinned pretty deep back in their own end. They'll have it first and 10 with 8:52 to go in the first quarter and no score.
Have to be impressed with what Eric Spillane has done this year, taking over the punting role at least for the first three-plus games now. And he hits another good one there. And just what MU wanted after stalling a drive at midfield, you want to try to pin Holy Cross deep. And now they'll have to start a drive from their own 11-yard line.
Coming back on here is Lachlan. He will have Woods off to his left and a trips formation to his left side as well. Tight end back to the right. Lucas Nicolaysen has checked in. Quick flare pass to the outside. Raymond will catch it. He will fumble the football. Still loose right now. Still loose. It's popped out not once but twice. Monmouth says they have it. Darnell Leslie was the first man to indicate that it's MU football. They will roll off the bottom of the pile, and the referee will say MU football. Big turnover. Raymond was going to have good yardage. Didn't see who stripped it. Someone from the backside. Monmouth will take over inside the Holy Cross 30-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. Hawks from the Crusader 26.
The senior, Pat O'Hara, comes away with the ball. And, man, did that one bounce around. That had to hit everybody within a five-yard radius right there. That ball was bouncing around. Pat O'Hara finally falling on it for MU. And a big opportunity for Monmouth here from the Holy Cross 26.
Huge opportunity. Dangerous twosome split out this time to the left for Monmouth. Elijah Phillips, the wide man. Sterling in the far slot to the left side of the formation. Hill checks the defense over. Holy Cross showing blitz, and here they come. Monmouth picks it up. Hill stands in the pocket, lets it go, wants one down the seam. In between kind of Sterling and Phillips, it'll go as an incompletion. Hill was hit as he released the football. Pressure again from Anastasio, the outside linebacker, with the incompletion. Clock stopped at 8:36. Second down and 10 coming up.
Neil Sterling had single coverage to start that play, but as soon as the ball was snapped and they brought pressure, the safety over the top came over to help out, and that ball, I guess you would say, thrown into double coverage towards Sterling.
Hill again, now on second and 10. Here's KB Asante up the middle, going to spin his way forward. KB close to a first down, works his way down inside the 20, gets down to about the 17-and-a-half-yard line, about a good yard shy of the first down, but a good hard run. Asante, in limited carries from a week ago, broke the 100-yard plateau as well. He took it seven times for 103 yards. That time about a 9-yard pickup. He'll stay in the game on third down and one. Monmouth trying to cash in on the Holy Cross turnover. Crusaders with a five-man front. Asante has it here. Slips through the line of scrimmage. Going to have just enough for the first down. Diving forward to the 15-yard line. The chains will move, and MU with a fresh set of downs to work with inside the 8-minute mark in quarter number one. First score still looking for both teams.
Asante had a big game last week and continues it here. A couple of good hard runs. Both MU backs have come out running hard early on.
Asante stays in. It'll be Sterling and Phillips split out wide to the left. Hill going to give it to Asante. Cut back to the point of attack. Spin forward. Get down to the 11-yard line. That'll go as a gain of four. Good solid pick up on first down. Second and six now coming up for the Hawks. This is what Monmouth needs to do. You get opportunities like this after a turnover. Knocking on the door already. You've got to be able to cash in and try to deliver that first blow. Second consecutive week, when you think about it, that an early defensive turnover and good play may result in Monmouth points. First score of the game last week came in the first quarter after Clark Coe came on a blitz, had a sack, forced fumble, fumble recovery, and wound up bringing it back for 42 yards for the first touchdown of the day. And Monmouth trying to, again, cash in on points with the opposition's turnover. There is a player down right now for Holy Cross. Training staff kind of covering that player up. Can't get a number yet. When we do, we'll pass it along to you.
I think it's important here, Matt, as obviously, I mean, recovering the ball at the 26. They now have it. Second and five from the 10-yard line when we resume. It's important here to get seven and not three. And you talk about things like that a lot inside the red zone and converting points in the red zone. You would take three, but you would really like seven here in the early going.
Hey, Monmouth fans, you can get your 2013 and 14 Monmouth University tickets right now. Single and season tickets available, as well as group packages. Call now and ask how to spend your birthday with the mascot, Shadow, at a Hawks game, or to help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable entertainment one click away at hawkstickets@monmouth.edu or 732-263-5735. Back to action now on second and six. Asante will get the carry. Goes off to his right. Breaks a tackle at the point of attack and then dives forward. Close to a first down. Tripped up at the six. It'll be third down and one coming up.
This is where you saw Asante on the big drive he had last week get a lot of carries inside the red zone. They were feeding KB a lot, and he ended up breaking through and scoring. And it seems like they're doing the same here.
Pandorf into the game at the fullback spot. Sets himself to the right side of an offset eye look. Third down and one. Hill coming up to the line. Talks to the offensive line. Sends Sterling and Phillips off to his left. Gets the snap. Going to give to Asante again. KB down inside the five-yard line. Pushing the pile forward to the two. It'll be first and goal now for Monmouth. Nothing fancy about what MU is doing since the turnover. They are basically running right at Holy Cross. They certainly have the size advantage. Holy Cross, at least in their starters, 250, 262, and 260 in their three down linemen. Monmouth, with everyone short of Pete Ireland, over 300 pounds in the offensive line. First and goal. Here's Asante trying to squeak forward, get towards the goal line. He'll get a yard, but nothing more than that. Then pushed backwards. Good second surge by the Holy Cross defense. Bunch of purple jerseys getting off the bottom of the pile, led by Scotty O'Donohue, one of the backup inside linebackers. Second and goal now for Monmouth. Again, needing to cash in on that fumble and recovery. Asante standing as the single back. Tight end wing set off to the right side. Hill wants to throw, looking for Sterling. Deflected away, and a dangerous pass thrown there. Chase Ullman, the junior outside backer, got his hands on an intended slant pattern for Sterling.
Hawks going away from KB Asante there. He had been running the ball effectively for a couple plays in a row, and they decide to be surprised Holy Cross and go to the air. We'll see what they do here on third and goal.
See what Monmouth does here exactly on third and goal. Tight end set to the right with a wingman and a fullback. Asante has it, trying to stretch towards the goal line. Did he? And the ball maybe popped out. It'll be Holy Cross football. Oh, double mistake, not getting into the end zone, trying to stretch out and break the plane of the end zone. Asante, before the knee went down, coughs the football up. Back-to-back turnovers, one for either side, and the Crusaders dodge a big bullet, though they have it first and 10 from inside their one-yard line. Missed opportunity, something that when you're looking for that first win, you can ill afford to have happen. That injured player, by the way, for Holy Cross, Mike Tucker, the outside linebacker, still being worked on by the training staff. See now maybe if the defense can come up for Monmouth with a big play. Lachlan will run it straight into the line. and pick up only about a half yard. Holy Cross just looking for a little bit of breathing room. Defensively for Monmouth, didn't give you their starters. Let's do it right now. Darnell Leslie and Pat O'Hara starting at the defensive end spots. Andrew Jerzynski and Eric Masick at the two tackles. Dave Demersion, John Zakowski at the outside backers. Gary Onakuzi is the middleman. The safeties, Clark Coe and Andrew Sutton, Joe Johnson, and Tevron Brandon, the two corners. Second down and nine. Lachlan going back into the shotgun formation. Here's the give to Woods inside. He'll take it to the three. Another gain of one to set up third down and eight.
Good penetration there from John Sikowski to get in and stop any forward momentum from Holy Cross. And now the Hawks have him backed up again. See if the defense can get off the field here.
Yeah, big third down here. Last thing you want to do is let Holy Cross out of the hole. Make them punt from their own end zone. O'Dwyer, the tight end, will go into the backfield at a split back set. He's on one side, Woods on the other. Three wide receivers set. Monmouth just rushing four. Lachlan with time, wanting to throw. Now dancing out of the pocket, looks for a target and has one. Catch is made by Nate Stanley right at the first down marker. I believe, at least sight unseen, he's going to be just about the nose of a football short. Though they might bring the chains on to measure if he's short, you would think Holy Cross has no choice but to punt it away. This is a big measurement and spot of the football.
That's about as close as it can get from the naked eye up here. He caught the ball with his back upfield and tried to turn and go, and a nice play was made to force him out of bounds, or at least close to the out-of-bounds line, and make the tackle. And that's kind of what prevented him from maybe getting the first down. We'll see as they bring out the sticks.
Tevron Brandon had the coverage and the stop. They will stretch it out here, I think, just short. They needed to get fully to the 11-yard line. They're at, like, the 10 and three-quarter mark, and we're right on the money. A good solid half of a football short. Holy Cross with no choice but to punt it away, or at least bring their punt team on. And Monmouth should get the ball in pretty good field position, though, again, a big missed opportunity for the Hawks in the earlier drive. 3:53 to go now in the first quarter. There is still no score. As we are live from Fitton Field on the College of Holy Cross campus in Worcester, Massachusetts. John McCumber going back deep. He's about 4 yards in his own end zone, which has the purple and white checkerboard pattern in either side. Phillips standing at his own 40-yard line. It's a wide punt formation for Holy Cross. Three up men, three players within the tackles, and two gunners on either side. See if Monmouth maybe brings a little pressure. Early start from the outside gunner, number 36, Ben Cafaro. That will back up Holy Cross 5 yards on the procedure penalty to the 6-yard line. And McCumber starting to run out of room. Now about 9 yards back in his own end zone.
Not much room for error here.
Long snapper is Matt Fava. Good snap. Here comes some pressure. McCumber gets it off. Good high punt. Phillips coming over, calling for a fair catch, and will make it. They will spot the ball right at midfield. So Monmouth, great field position last drive. Inside the 30, couldn't score. Fumbled at the 1. Good field position again here from their own, from midfield, we should say. Just maybe on the Monmouth side of midfield, but we'll still say the 50-yard line. You have to wonder, Gary, even early on in this game, Monmouth with the great field position, now once, now twice. You've got to put some points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, this is a big drive. You have 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. The Hawks couldn't get it across after they forced a turnover inside Holy Cross territory. Now they get good field position again, and it all results from the turnover they forced. The defense doing a good job to hold Holy Cross back inside their own 10-yard line, forcing them to punt from their own end zone, and resulting in good field position, of course, with the fair catch. Ball spotted, looks like right almost exactly at midfield now. So, yeah, this is an important drive for MU to try to get some points out of it at least.
Got a timeout on the field. We will keep it right here. Wind has picked up just a little bit. Nothing that should affect the game, but there were some still flags before. Now they've started to circle a little. Clouds starting to continue to roll in. There is a chance of rain in the forecast tonight as the night winds on. We drove up, and there was some heavy rain today in Connecticut. But the field here at Fitton Field looks to be in pretty good shape. Crowd continuing to file in. It's a big stadium, seats about 23,000. In a set that's about three quarters around the field. Hill wanting to throw here on first down, looking for Sterling over the middle. That's going to draw an interference call. The flag quickly coming out. That was pretty easy call to make. Irvin Scott, the senior corner, had Sterling around the waist and on the jersey a little bit. Was thrown at the 45-yard line. This will give Monmouth a first down.
Yeah, Sterling with a quick burst off the line there. They tried to run a quick slant, one-step drop from Hill and just throwing it Neil's way. And as you said, DB was all over Neil Sterling.
Sets Monmouth up with a first down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Hill checks things over. Two receivers to his right, one to the left. Hayes getting the carry. Holy Cross read it well. Blitz from the outside. One of the outside linebackers able to come through, read that play perfectly. And it will lose a yard on the play for MU, make it second down and 11. That last stop made by Roman Sandoval. Second down now and 11 for Monmouth from the Holy Cross 46-yard line. Four-man front this time for the Crusaders, all in a three-point stance. Hill wanting to throw, has time, looking over the middle for his tight end Fable, who drops the football. It'll be an incompletion and set up third down and long. We mentioned the importance of Mike McLafferty getting back onto the field tonight. He is in uniform and dressed, but Monmouth has not put him into the game yet. Fable, who got all of the snaps a week ago at the tight end spot, drops the ball on what would have been about a six-yard pickup. McLafferty so important, not just the experience as a fifth-year player, but has such excellent hands. Davenport near sideline to the left, trips this time up top to the right. Hill wants to throw. He's looking right all the way. This one thrown to the sideline for Thaddeus Richards, and out of the reach on a high throw. Hill again pressured and hit as he released the football, and it will result in a fourth down. Nice play by Dwayne Cameron, one of the defensive men for Holy Cross, bringing the pressure. And Spillane will come on and punt for the third time here in the quarter.
Khalif Raymond, a dangerous return man for Holy Cross as well.
Standing at his own 15-yard line. Here comes some pressure. Spillane with a nice high spiraling kick will bounce inside the five and just make it in to the end zone before anyone at White could knock it back out. So the ball will come out to the 20-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Holy Cross. Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal here on the Shore Sports Network. 2:32 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Monmouth and the Crusaders of Holy Cross.
Hawks with a little bit of a different look as they come out here on the defensive line. Corey Neal, Wes Cunningham, Zach Irizarry, and Brad Brown are the front four for MU as Holy Cross begins this drive at the 20.
So really the entire part of the two deep right now for Monmouth. Some fresh legs in that defensive front. Here's number three, Mike Fess, on that end-around play again from the slot position on the right, running left. We'll pick up four out to the 24-yard line. Anakuzi and Co. combining on the tackle. We'll call it second and six. Monmouth again at times last week and during the course of the season has looked good defensively but has given up the big play. Quick pass to the outside. Intended target was Khalif Raymond. That's incomplete. Stops the clock with 2:03 to go and sets up now third down and six.
And now they'll filter back out that front four and we'll see O'Hara, Eisenstadt, and Darnell Leslie along with Irizarry, who stays on the field.
And more of the pass rush guys onto the field right now. Leslie will be a stand-up defensive end sent to the left. Shotgun formation. Four wide receiver set. Here comes the pressure. In trouble is Lachlan. Able to elude the rush. Trying to get forward to the first down marker. Cannot. Pushed out of bounds at the 29-yard line by Pat Gray. That'll be a yard short. And in our battle of field position and punters, Holy Cross will come on and kick it away.
Excellent play there from the safety, Pat Gray, was able to, again, As happened to Holy Cross on the last drive, they're less than a yard short of the first down, and Pat Gray with an excellent tackle there, chasing down Laughlin and spinning him out of bounds to prevent him from getting to the marker.
Three punts so far for Monmouth. This will be the third punt of the evening for Holy Cross. Pressure this time for McCumber. Has to go off to his right. He's got a leg. High spiraling punt. Fair catch called for and made by Phillips inside his own 20-yard line. They'll spot it at the 22. So field position flipping here for the two sides, and Monmouth will have it first down and 10 with 1:34 to go in this first quarter, a first quarter that is still scoreless.
Hawks have had have been winning the battle of field position, as you've touched on, and haven't been able to convert from inside the 30-yard line when they recovered the fumble and from midfield on their last possession. Now they start further back in their own territory and at their own 22-yard line. We'll see if they can put together a drive now.
A Holy Cross football program that began its collegiate play in 1891. Gary, you were a twinkle in somebody's eye all the way even back then. I know you were. Richards and Sterling splitting out wide to the right. Davenport going to stay to the left. And we'll have some movement up front. It will be against Monmouth, back up the Hawks 5 to set up first and 15. Among the most notable players for Holy Cross, Gordy Lockbaum, who is their color analyst tonight for the radio broadcast, finished in the top five in Heisman voting back in 1987. Holy Cross at one time, one of the premier programs in college football, certainly here in the Northeast. Buck 34 to go. Hill wanting to throw. Bubble screen set up again to the outside. Underthrows Sterling. And with the incompletion, make it second and 15. Crusaders won last won the Patriot League title back in 2009. Picked to finish third this year, behind Lehigh and Colgate. Talk about the Patriot League a little bit more as the night goes on. Second down here in 15 for Hill. Again wanting to throw. Over the middle this time. Throws it behind Davenport. And that one's on the quarterback because Davenport had broken the coverage and was open coming across. Hill threw it behind him. And with the incompletion, again the clock stops. Buck 26 to go. And Monmouth facing a third down and 15.
A couple of throws behind receivers. We saw Davenport adjust on one earlier, but that one too far behind him as he was on the run.
Hayes will stay in as the single back. Four wide, two to either side. Hill with time. Wants to throw. Good zip on this pass out to Thaddeus Richards, who will make the catch at the 33-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. And great recognition that time by Richards to run a 16-yard pattern when he knew that he needed 15 yards. And for Richards' seventh reception on the season. Chains moving, and the clock now continuing to run with 108 coming up on 60 seconds to go in quarter number one. Hill smacks the hands together, going to give it off to Hayes, who will take it to the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of three. Second down, a long seven coming up. Tyler Zioli on the stop for Holy Cross out of his inside linebacker spot. Fable tight end to the right. Split wide receiver set. Two backs in the backfield for Hill. Ball from the left hash mark. Gets it. Counterplay up the middle for Hayes. He will get out to the 41-yard line. Be about 2.5 yards shy of the first down. Dabnis Atkins on that last stop from his corner spot. It's another big third down for Monmouth. Let's see if the Hawks even rush to get the playoff. We're inside now of 5 seconds to go. Hill does want to snap something. Looking things over, and now Monmouth will let the clock expire. We have played 15 minutes of action here as night continuing to fall in Massachusetts from the home of the Crusaders, the College of Holy Cross. No score on the board between Monmouth and Holy Cross. We step out for 60 seconds. We're back with more Monmouth University football in the start of the second quarter, live on the Shore Sports Network.